Speaking of the Cowboys, let's get into a little more Cowboy stuff here in the Crap Bag.
Chad's Crap Bag.
Crap Bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
Brought to you by AV Consultations, 255-8678, or go to avconsultations.com. I'll get to the sad stats in a second, but I came across this story that I'd never seen before. In the Stephen Jones story about Mike McCarthy, he was asked if he's confident he'll be back. He says, absolutely, very confident. And then, Trey, I'm rambling through this story, and it says, get ready, Cowboys fans. In the past, Jerry Jones said one of his bigger regrets was firing Chan Gailey after two seasons in the late 90s.
What the hell?
Gailey went 18-14 and made the playoffs in 98-99 with a roster that... The Cowboys went 5-11 in the three straight seasons after Gailey's dismissal. As a Cowboys fan, that both makes me furious and it explains a ton about what's been going on. And it might actually explain why he won't touch Mike McCarthy. If he believes that about Chan Gailey, then what do you think he's going to tell you about a division-winning coach who just won 12 games, who has a Super Bowl trophy in his pocket? What do you think Jerry might tell you about that? That's the one he looks back on, huh? You look back on Chan Gailey? Obviously, all of us Cowboy fans would tell Jerry to look a little bit further back for the biggest mistakes. But apparently, Trey, that one's been eating him up. So much so that a member of the media, who is this? Maybe an Ed Werder story? No, it's a Todd Archer story. Been covering the Cowboys for a long time. The fact that he would put that in a story, just happenstance, like a sidebar, that means he knows that story and it's been out there and it's been in that media world. I just had never heard it. That's crazy.
If we were to get to go through Jerry Jones's mansion, and I'm talking about, like, investigate every little nook and cranny in that gigantic house, would we come to realize that Jerry's a bigger pack rat than I think anybody could guess right now?
Probably.
Based on his inability to let go of those guys who have been a part of the organization for however many years. It's with players. It's with coaches. I'm assuming it's with front office personnel as well. For as shrewd of a businessman as Jerry Jones can be in every other aspect of life, he has a hard time with that, with this football team.
The only thing he's ever really been able to let go is Jimmy. And that's the weirdest irony of all of it.
And that was because Jimmy dared to cross him, and nobody else really does that?
And I'll take everybody back. This is like a yearly trip back to this moment. But the famous moment at a table with a bunch of media folks and football folks when Jerry got tanked on Johnny Walker Blue, and he said out loud to that table, right about that second Super Bowl run, somewhere in there, he said 500 different people could coach this team. He's working his way through the first 250.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that.
And that got back to Jimmy Johnson, and that started the rift. And I'm not saying Jimmy's completely innocent and everything, because Jimmy could have put his ego aside at that point and said, man, just let me coach. Shut up. Jerry was drunk. But that moment from Jerry somehow creates all the stuff that comes after it. So, I had never heard that story. So, to me, if you're a Cowboys fan, that should tell you a lot.
Did they actually host a ceremony for Jimmy to get into the Ring of Honor this year?
They did. I think it was him and two other people at the same time. I don't even think they let it stand alone.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Let's remember, Jerry is also the same guy that under the influence of Johnny Walker admitted prior to his induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, given the option of an induction into that Hall of Fame or another Super Bowl, he chose the Hall of Fame.
Yep, you're
right.
So, he did.
Jerry, deep down, is still much more about Jerry than he is anyone or anything else. But he does still have that loyalty to individuals.
Okay, so for you fans that have been listening for years, you know I update everything after the championship round. So we'll get everything fully updated next week. But Trey, here are your sad numbers for the Cowboys. After 12-5 and 0-1 in the playoffs, since they walked off the field in Super Bowl 30, the Dallas Cowboys are 224 and 208 in every game they've played. That puts them at 52%, just above a coin flip. In the playoffs, since they walked off that field, they are 4-11 after losing to the San Francisco 49ers. And this number will increase, obviously, coming up. But since that moment, 13 NFC teams have had two or more appearances in the championship game. The Cowboys obviously have not been back. The Niners have been six times. The Packers have been seven times. One of those numbers is going to increase, obviously, after this weekend. Philly, six. Giants, three. I won't make anybody cry anymore by naming individual teams. But, Trey, in the 2000s and the 2010s, the Cowboys obviously have no trips to the championship game. And that's where you are. 52% overall since you walked off the field. You are a little bit better than average since you beat Bill Cowher and the Steelers. Period.
Ouch. Yep. I mean, those are some hard stats, but that's also real talk, too. It's like having a conversation with Bears fans about their two Super Bowl appearances in the last 40-plus
sure.
years now. Like, yeah, I understand you are one of those long-respected franchises, but it's been a long time since you've been truly relevant in this league.
Yeah, and shout out once again to a fan from way back in the day. I don't know if he's still out there, but Lupe sent me an email years and years ago that got me keeping those numbers and compiling them because he was a Cowboys fan like me that was just bitching about it, saying, oh my God, wait a minute, we haven't been to the title game in this long, and look at all these teams and how many trips they've made. So I just grabbed those stats and kept updating them. So shout out to Lupe, or maybe how dare you, Lupe, for making me look at those numbers. But that's the truth for Cowboys fans right now. So does Jerry look at that kind of stuff? Somehow I think not. Somehow I think he might actually be telling people right now, you know, I should have never let Chan Gailey go. That was my mistake. We were 18 and 14. I really felt the momentum with Chan. That's the problem. You know what he should be worried about? He should be worried about the fact that Sean Payton was in his building and he missed. That's what he should worry about.
Yep.
He should be bemoaning the fact that he never really got a chance to try Norv Turner as a head coach, and he had him right there as an OC. Those kind of things should bug Jerry. Ultimately, the Jimmy thing should bug him more than anything. But apparently he's haunted by Chan Gailey. You got to be kidding me. So there you go, Cowboys fans. Take that story for what it's worth.